Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you again in that wonderful name which is above every name. And I would like to just continue on in the message the Lord's given me to share with you. But before I do that, could you use a touch from the Lord? Let's pray together and ask the Spirit of the Lord to touch you right now in your areas of need. Father, we thank you that we can come together. Lord, you see every listener. Lord, I don't know the multitudes that are listening. Lord, this broadcast goes past the Canadian border, but you see every heart right now. You see those that are burdened and heavy laden. You see, the Lord, those who are suffering a sickness in their body, those who are stressed with and dealing with problems in relationship, those that are having difficulties on the job. Lord, that one who is so discouraged, that one who's just under such guilt and condemnation. Father, I thank you. Lord, because you care for us, we can cast all our cares upon you. And Father, by faith right now, every burden, every heartache, every trouble and trial, Lord, I lift to you by faith. And Lord, I ask that you would minister strength and courage and refreshing to them right now. Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. And could there be a higher prayer than to ask them that they, to ask you that they would feel your presence right now. Lord, that you would just touch them very deeply in their innermost being. And Lord, that they would not faint, but they would know that you're a God who does hear and answer prayer, and that no matter how difficult it may look right now in their present circumstance and surroundings, you are moving in your great love and mercy and compassion to bring them through the valley. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. And I thank you, Lord, for touching them right now in their physical bodies, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And Lord, that their spirits shall be released to praise you and honor you and glorify you in spite of all that they might be facing. Because, Lord, is there a more pure expression of faith than to be able to praise you? I will bless the Lord at all times, David said. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Grant us all, Lord, the ability to always praise you, regardless of what we face, knowing that you will raise a standard, Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord goes before us to vanquish our enemies. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. Bless the Lord. Well, I've just been so excited about sharing this message about John the Baptist that Jesus, just by way of a quick review, he called him great, that there was none greater born among women. And it's like, wow, what is it about John the Baptist that was so great? Although at one time Jesus did say that he who was least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. But we can learn some very wonderful truths from John's life. He was great before the Lord. He had a personal relationship with the Lord. He was dedicated to doing the will of God. He was available. He was great in his personal character. He learned how to deny self in order to fulfill the will of God. He was given knowledge of heavenly wisdom and divine motivation to be able to do the will of God. And today we want to begin by looking that he was great among his fellow men. When the angel of the Lord spoke to his father, in verse 14, he said that he will be a joy and delight to you. And Luke, in his gospel, frequently uses the word joy, and he often links it very closely with salvation. In a sense, boy, they're synonymous, aren't they? Salvation does bring joy. John's message, as well as his ministry, brought joy to the Israelites who believed his message of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. You know, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of him who proclaim good news, the good news of the gospel. That relates to each one of us today. that it's good news. Praise God. It's not a message of judgment and condemnation. Oh, for those who turn away, it eventually will be, but it's a joyous news of God's great love for each individual soul. He's not willing that any should perish. And so, beloved, he will be, as John was to his fellow men, to his generation, so we will be a joy to our generation, those who will hear the message of salvation. Just think of those who brought you the message of the gospel of the kingdom of light. Wasn't that a hallmark day in your life? And the word goes further on to say about John that many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Could there be a higher calling than that? John, in fact, did bring many multitudes to the Lord through his ministry. And this greatness among his fellow man lies in his ability to fulfill the purposes of God through his life. Think about that. He was great in God's terms. And beloved, each one of us have been called to greatness. Greatness in terms of God's definition, to be faithful to whatever calling he has given to us, whatever life station or whatever type of work he's called us to. And it's not just for public ministry as those who are called perhaps to be a pastor or an evangelist, but everyone have been called as able ministers of the gospel of God's kingdom. So he was useful to God. He wasn't seeking his own honor, his ease, or aggrandizement. He wasn't seeking to elevate himself. As Paul said, he wanted to be hid in Christ. He desired to see the power of God come in contact with the lives of others. And through his life, we can see great faithfulness. Beloved, these are the things that must be part of our life and character if we want to be great, as John the Baptist was, in the estimation of the Lord. He had great faithfulness. John's ministry gives abundant evidence of his fearlessness and devotion to the work that God had given him to do. Look, for example, in Matthew, the 14th chapter, starting at that first verse, it talks about Herod, who had heard of the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist, he's risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do shew forth themselves in him." And it goes on to explain, because John had at that point been killed, Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias's, his wife, his brother Philip's wife, for John had said unto him, "It's not lawful for thee to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath he would give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being instructed of her mother, said, "Give me John Baptist's head in a charger." And so you see, because of his oath, he, even though he didn't really want to do it, he went ahead and had John beheaded. And so, beloved, he was, John, risking his own life. He knew he could be have great consequences speaking to, you know, who was in authority over him, over the land, but he was willing to obey the word of the Lord. Like Paul, as he expressed in Philippians 3:13, "This one thing I do." And beloved, we need that same amount of faithfulness. He also had great power, like the greater one, Jesus, who came after him. He spoke with power. And we know the new covenant that God has given to us, we have that same power and authority because Jesus gave it to us, power over all, the power of the enemy. The word of the Lord in John's mouth was sharp, quick, and powerful. Why? Because it was the word of the Lord. John was in vital sympathy with a message that burned in his bones, and he was committed to delivering the message of the word of the Lord without compromise. Beloved, each one of us have that calling to speak without compromise, without fear or favor of men, to be able to declare God's word in this hour, that we shall not fear the arrow that flieth by day, nor the terror by night, that God is with us, and that's the important thing. If we're obedient to the Lord, we will not fear anything that the enemy would seek to do against us, because we are more than an overcomer in Christ, and God will vindicate his own, his beloved. Praise God. So John not only had great faithfulness, great power, but he had great success. And beloved, great success isn't how big your ministry is, how well known, how much renown or fame you can acquire in Christian circles. Beloved, I have believed that sometimes the greatest work is done by those who are totally unknown in the body of Christ, those elderly brothers and sisters, those intercessors who grieve and cry out before the Lord. Thank God for the intercessors, those who will wait before the Lord and pray. We only eternity will reveal the work that has been done through the intercessors. Beloved, we're able to go forth. Great revivals have occurred because there were little humble people unknown to the world who prayed for the will of God to be manifest. What a wonderful high calling it is. All of us who are called, no matter how humble in the eyes of men, what matters is that we're faithful to God. Whether you're a musician, whether you're someone who feels called of the Lord to pass out tracts, to perhaps minister on the streets, whatever it is, it's a high calling and a great calling before the Lord. He turned many to the Lord. And you know what? The Holy Ghost is always a success. It's not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which is speaking in you. So the spirit of his success lay in exalting the Lord, not himself. And that's true for you and I. Beloved, we must decrease that he might increase. And as we look to the Lord and allow him to lead us, beloved, Jesus will be glorified. Jesus said, If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's your calling, beloved. That's my calling, to lift Jesus up. I'm on this broadcast to encourage you that you can be empowered and anointed of the Lord to do whatever it is that he asks of you. I just thank the Lord for the privilege that I have every day to share God's good word with you. My time is over. I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. If you're being blessed, encouraged by the broadcast, if you have prayer needs, I will pray for you personally and send back by letter whatever the Lord gives. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.